from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You heard Josh Allen talk about, hey, we're not doing the same mundane things. And so I feel like there is going to be a lot of structurally new things. And I think that would certainly lend itself to the X receiver position, where I think it will have some differences to it. Part of me feels like Keon Coleman and really any of the X receivers, they're going to ask them to win leverage battles and then win off script, right? I think that's the big thing. X receiver on the line of scrimmage, heavyweight battles, facing press coverage. Can you clear contact and can you make DBs play through you?
That's Joe Marino yesterday on what we could see from the X receiver in the Bills offense. Matt Harmon, one of our favorites, of course, on receivers and whatnot, he wrote about the Bills last week. And on that same subject about the X receiver, Harmon wrote about the idea, really the merit of kind of a decoy X receiver in this offense and how that's actually been utilized well in the NFL, where you kind of have an empty calories receiver. Mm-hmm. Someone that's running a lot of routes and running a lot of miles, like right down the field, but is just not seeing the ball very often. And that could be a role. That's kind of how they used Gabe Davis at the end of last year, wasn't it?
It's how they used Gabe Davis for the pretty much most of his career.
But even more so last year. How many games did he have zero catches in last year? With Joe Brady.
Three?
And they were all with Joe Brady, weren't they?
There were two games where he didn't get a target.
Right. And he was on the field, I think. I mean, he missed the Chief game and also the Steeler game, I think, right? With an injury. He didn't play in the playoffs. But, yeah, if you look at his game log last year once Joe Brady took over, he had a weird one because there were a couple of games where he did go off. Like the Charger game, he had 4 catches for 130 yards and a touchdown. But okay, so once Joe Brady took over, Gabe Davis, kind of funny again, it was kind of back and forth. Against Philadelphia, all over the place, 12 targets in that game. He had 105 yards and a touchdown. Okay, after that, Kansas City, he played 82% of the snaps, 2 targets, no catches. The next week, Gabe Davis against Dallas, they ran the ball a lot in that game, I know, but 72% of the snaps, 1 target, no catches. So back-to-back goose eggs, then that big Charger game, 4 for 130 and a touchdown, then New England, 91% of the snaps, 3 targets, 2 catches, 21 yards. And then he wraps up his season against Miami, 2 targets, no catches. He was injured in that game, didn't play in the playoffs. That's kind of how they use Davis under Brady. The couple big games withstanding, he was kind of a decoy. Like, hey, run the deep routes, push guys back. And does anybody think that's what they want to see from Keon Coleman, though? Coleman, you would think, is going to be used in other ways. That kind of sounds more like how they would use Valdes-Scantling or Mac Hollins if they were on the field. Like, hey, can you just run down the field? Our psycho quarterback might throw it to you once in a while when he's not supposed to, but for the most part, you're not getting the ball. You're just going to push defenses deep, and you're going to block.
Well, isn't this part of the reason that he's not a Bill anymore, Gabe Davis? The limitations in his route tree and just what that position had essentially turned into?
Okay. And also maybe just what they think they need from that role. They don't think it's worth $13 million a year. That they think they can get adequate replacement for $1 million instead of, was it $13 million that the Jaguars gave him? I think
17
maybe it was in year one, and then the average came down a little bit.
Was it okay?
I think that's right. All of this is trying to figure out what is Joe Brady's offense going to look like. And I have to say, like, I'm very much in the camp of, I think we could see a wide range of things. I think from the little sample we have of Joe Brady, both as Bills coordinator and as an NFL coordinator elsewhere, the two don't line up. The two things don't line up. Brady took over Dorsey's offense last year, and he decided, let's simplify the offense. We're going to run the ball more. Our main goal here, it felt like the main goal of the Joe Brady offense with the Bills last year was, we need to just turn the football over less. That's it. We just turn the football over less, and we'll be fine. And that's what they did. And a lot of that attributed itself to running the ball more. If you go back to what he was in Carolina, go Google Joe Brady, Matt Rhule running the ball. And you're going to find a bunch of stories about why Joe Brady got fired in Carolina that seemingly had to do with his head coach in Carolina wanted him to run the ball more, and he just refused to run the ball more. He was just, I am going to throw this football. And maybe to a fault, but very different from what happened here last year. There was, and when I searched this, like trying to find out, okay, why did he get fired in Carolina again? Kyle Bailey, who covers the Panthers, tweeted in 2021, the Panthers ran the ball 23 times last week, and Matt Rhule demanded they run it more. Fast forward a week, Joe Brady dialed up 17 runs to 49 pass attempts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He threw it maybe against the will of his coach. Sigmund Bloom, quote tweeting Joe Person, who covers the Panthers a couple years ago, when Brady got fired. Matt Rhule made a big point about a month ago saying 33 rushes per game should be the goal. Holy cow, by the way.
Oh my God.
33. What a specific number, by the way. 33 rushes should be the goal.
That you, what you're trying to do is run the ball 50 to 52% of the time.
Yeah. It continues, but the message didn't seem to resonate with Brady. Safe to say new OC and running back coach Jeff Nixon, who's coached running backs bulk of his career, will try to establish the ground game first. He got fired because he didn't run the ball enough in Carolina. And that was with Teddy Bridgewater and, you know, who was Sam Darnold would have been in Carolina after that. His receivers, they got their targets. DJ Moore in the 2 years Joe Brady was their offensive coordinator. Year one with Joe Brady, 115 targets. Year two, 163 targets. Robbie Anderson in the 2 years with Carolina had 138 targets under Joe Brady and then 110 targets under Joe Brady. Curtis Samuel was hurt the second year, but the first year he had 97 targets. He got every receiver that was worth being fed on his offense in Carolina, got fed.
Yeah.
And he did it despite the fact that his quarterback play was so subpar. That is very opposite of what we just saw with the Bills. So which is the real Joe Brady? What is is he want to air it out and sling it like he did at LSU and then with the Carolina Panthers with Teddy Bridgewater? Or does he want to run the ball as much as he did with the Bills at the end of last year? Which is the real Joe Brady?
Sale says this point a lot. How much did the Dallas game skew what the average numbers were?
It had to have. There were only, was it six games? So it would have had to inflated at least a chunk of it. And what I remember, and Sales pointed this out too, that Brady, when he did his press conference the Tuesday after that game, he admitted to, like, that wasn't really our game plan to run that much, but they were giving it to us, so what am I going to do? I'm not going to stop. So it wasn't necessarily their plan to run it that much in that game, but I bet it was a big inflator, that Dallas game.
I think it was a big inflator. Well, we'll look at it.
They threw the ball to James Cook a lot more, of course, at the end of the season, too. I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is Brady going to be? Is he going to want to get all of these receivers involved and see what he's got? And right away at the beginning of the year, see if he can recreate the offense that his background suggests he wants. Or does he want to go with what won them football games last year? I don't think their offense was what was winning them football games. I think their defense was what figured it out. But I think it could really end up being either. Or it could be somewhere in the middle, which is what makes this beginning of the year so interesting. Is I think we have a coordinator that you have different signals pointing to different things that he could want from his offense. 11 personnel versus 12 personnel is another thing, too, that was different, Carolina versus here.
And I also want to point out, and I'm going to do this exercise, and hopefully by the time this hour ends and we start a next hour, I'll have some good answers for you. Obviously, Josh Allen's rushing attempts go up. Do we want to count those?
We want to count if we can do it.
Do we want to count it? Do we want to count it? Do we want to count it as
we don't want to count the run versus pass?
Yeah, and that's hard to. But like the run versus pass, do we want to just remove Josh Allen from that? I think we should.
I, for the most part, think so. A lot of those numbers, though, often will, you know, they'll eliminate the scrambles. That it will be called pass plays versus run plays. But again, that could be hard because some of those plays you might not even know if they're going to be called runs. Last year, here we go. Allen had, I guess, more designed runs than I thought. Allen, PFF's got as 111 designed runs last year.
Okay.
And 50 scrambles. I would have thought those numbers were flipped. But that's at least what Pro Football Focus has. 803-0550 is the phone number. What are we going to see from Joe Brady offensively this year? Running more than they have in the past? Are we going to see him air it out like he tried to do with the Panthers, even when he didn't have the quarterbacks to do it? Very interesting. Time out here. When we come back, USA Basketball yesterday before the Olympics get rolling. LeBron James is just a, you know, I criticized Rodgers earlier for like, he's not going to age the way you think he is. LeBron is aging like Brady did. He really is.
Better.
Better?
Better than Brady did, yes.
Word on that when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.